morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this Wednesday, November 18th, 7:06 in the morning. So glad to be hanging out with you. And you know, it was a year ago this date. So thankful that memories pop up in my social media to say, this is what you were doing a year ago. A year ago today, Terry and I were hopping on a plane to head over to Oregon to check out this opportunity to maybe work and live here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. And what an adventure it was. And certainly when I think about all of the expectations and the hope that I had in my heart moving back to my home state where I've been gone, you know, all of those things I think about as I was getting on that plane and so excited to introduce Terry to this beautiful area and the people of Oregon. And I look back through what has happened over the last year. And man, I've met some absolutely incredible people, and we visited some amazing places. But little did we know that in a year so much would change, right? And it's not just here in Oregon. It's also in other places in the nation. And certainly we got word even overnight with friends back in Arkansas. I guess the governor in Arkansas is planning on doing some lockdown limitations things in Arkansas. And technically, Arkansas and both South Dakota have been pretty much freer areas in our nation under Republican leadership. And it is an interesting day indeed, and we've got much to cover this morning, and a lot of it's we want to dig through and get you information. And you know me, I'm a little bit of Pollyanna, but there's some tough stuff that we have to face and look at and find out what are we going to do about that. And if you remember, after the election, which, by the way, we still don't know the results, not even here in our own state of Oregon, they've not certified that, you know, it's interesting because we've got to figure out where do we go from here? And that's been my question. Where do we go from here? And there's this illusion out there that we, the people, don't have any power, that we got to go along to get along. And I'm just not willing to jump into the hot boiling or the lukewarm water to a boil. You know, the frog in boiling water analogy. I'm just not quite there yet. I don't know about you. And so I think what we'll do this morning is we'll kind of dig through some things and point you to places to do some further research. And certainly, I want to encourage you to kind of get in the habit of resharing these broadcasts, both Jeff's broadcast, Political Coffee in the Morning, and my broadcast, because we want to equip you, our listener, our friends, with information that you can use to help talk to people about these issues. And certainly, we've got to ramp up the helping one another and checking in on people, because they're trying to isolate us and keep us away from one another. And we're going to dive into that a little bit. But I want to start out with a word of encouragement. Many of you, you know, I have shared my story and that, my heart and my love of the Lord and where I'm grounded in and where my feet are stepping on solidly every day. And if it wasn't for the work of the Lord in my life, I wouldn't be here. And I can testify to miraculous things throughout my 51 years that I've seen that He is true, He is faithful. And even though we live in chaotic times, I'm telling you to trust in the Lord. And so I pulled up Franklin Graham here. And one of his posts on Facebook on November 15th says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom He delights." And that's coming right out of the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 3:5-12. And such an encouraging word for you and I. And when we look at what we're facing today, it brings me such hope to see leaders, our leaders standing up, and not only business leaders, but our elected leaders standing up against the dictatorship of what's going on with Governor Brown. And I want to play this clip. Last night, you may have heard that our brave Tootie Smith out of Clackamas, she is now the new chair of the Clackamas Commission, and she had an interview with Tucker Carlson. I want to play this. If you haven't had a chance, and many of us have departed from Fox, I pulled up this clip. I want to play it for you. Listen to this.
So politicians have now decided they have total power over you. They can literally decide who comes to Thanksgiving dinner at your house and where they can stand. Well, that's lunatic. It's never happened in American history before, no matter what CNN claims. It hasn't. And so the question is, what happens if you don't obey? Well, in New York, one county sheriff has an answer to that. Nothing. Nothing will happen because that sheriff has decided not to enforce Andrew Cuomo's lunatic ban on private gatherings. Earlier today, he explained why.
One of the worst things we're seeing is the isolation of people not being able to engage with other people. Now, there's a big difference between setting the time limit at bars, setting the number of people at bars and restaurants, and social distancing, and getting together with your own family. Constitutionally, there's some problems with an executive order. There's no sanctions. I can't go arrest somebody. They don't get fined. Giving them the benefit of the doubt, he really, I believe his intent is to try to slow things, but I think it does more damage.
Well, exactly. People need each other. Physical contact is essential. Families need to gather. Thanksgiving is beautiful. That sheriff is called Richard Giardino, and bless him for saying the obvious. Thankfully, he's not the only public official who is standing up to this lunacy. In Oregon, a woman called Tootie Smith, who will start her term as chairwoman of the Clackamas Board of County Commissioners in January, made that very clear on Facebook. Here's what she wrote, quote, "My family will celebrate Thanksgiving dinner with as many family and friends as I can find." This is an elected official, and she joins us now, Tootie Smith, on the show. Thanks so much for coming on. It's funny that that statement would qualify as bravery, but it certainly does. And so congratulations. Why did you write that?
Because it's exactly what I felt. It's very heartfelt. She issued that edict on Friday. I posted it Saturday morning thinking about it. This is a travesty that's happening in our state. How dare Governor Brown think she's going to come out, send the police into people's homes, and arrest them and fine them for having a Thanksgiving meal with her family, while at the same time, she allows rioters and anarchists to destroy downtown city of Portland. That's hypocrisy.
It's just interesting.
We have been in a lockdown. Yeah. Go ahead, Tucker.
Well, but it's just people like Governor Brown would be the first ones to say, politicians keep their hands off my body, and here she is encouraging the police to come into your home on one of the most sacred days of the year and determine who's eating there. Does she see the irony there or no, do you think?
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. I think she's into total control and domination over our population. She's issued this edict statewide to all 36 counties, regardless of the count, regardless of the infection rate, regardless of the testing. Not even Governor Newsom from California has done that. He's allowed each county an autonomy to make their own decisions, but our governor hasn't because she obviously does not trust the elected officials in each of our counties in Oregon. We've been in a lockdown for 8 months now, Tucker. People understand what to do to be healthy. We have been browbeat over the head with wearing masks in public, which I do, by the way, with social distancing, to stay home if you're sick, be clean. I think our people have the intelligence, the education, and the independence to make their own decisions. We are adults. We do not need to be treated as second-rate slaves in our own homes.
Good for you. Our viewers, if they don't know Oregon, may be confused because the Oregon we see is Portland. Oregon's a lot like Maine. It's a great state with reasonable people dominated by angry children in a city called Portland. But they're great people in Oregon. How's the public response been to your statement?
Well, it has gone totally viral. The public response, I'm getting a lot of good comments. I'm getting people saying yay. I also have the trolls and the minions who are trying to discredit me and take me down. But, you know, I am not going to be deterred by this because I know I'm on the right side on this. People want their freedom. They want their independence to make their own decisions. And we can do that in Oregon. We are responsible people who can set our own destiny. Well, and our exactly. governor needs to allow us to do that.
Exactly. When they try and say you can't be with your family on Thanksgiving, you know, that's a line we can't let them cross. Judy, great.
Well,
to
and
hear
that's
from
really
you tonight.
True, Tucker. The isolation is killing us. She's not addressing the isolation and the fallout, for instance, from mental health that comes in the form of child abuse, suicide rate is increasing, and domestic violence. And that really needs to be addressed. She has no solutions to that. Her main edict is to shut down and keep people separate. We, as human beings, have that right to be together.
Exactly. And look around. How many people do you know who are fragile and neurotic and unhappy and unwell, really, psychologically, and it's a result of this nonsense? Thank you for fighting back. Great to see you.
Thank you, Tucker. Bye-bye.
And that was a great interview last night on Tucker Carlson's show, Tudie Smith out of Clackamas County. And she is an incredible leader standing strong. And who would have thought this day and age? I know certainly a year ago when I hopped on that plane going out the Pacific Northwest right before Thanksgiving last year. And I would have never thought if someone would have said, particularly the governor of the state, don't meet with your family over Thanksgiving. If so, you're going to get in trouble. And it's interesting to watch all throughout the Salem area, Marion County, and even in the Portland area, people standing up. And we're going to kind of talk about some of that here in the next little bit. I did get this email. And of course, last week, remember, we had on our show Jeff Kubler, who's with the Oregon Faith and Freedom Coalition. And if you haven't had a chance to go and sign up yet, I really encourage you to get signed up. And he wrote, the coalition wrote in this press release, "The dictator of Oregon has spoken again. And now we're in a new 2-week shutdown. Your Thanksgiving holiday dinner with your family and friends has been canceled by the Oregon Governor Brown. Notice this came after the election. Why? The governor's high-handed command when she stated, 'I am not asking you, I am telling you,' may have reminded voters how bad a vote for the party of the dictator would be if that came before the election. Isn't Thanksgiving essentially a Christian holiday? We pause to give thanks to our Christian God in heaven. What other countries do they have that such a day? What other Christian holidays will the anti-Christian governor cancel? No legislation, and this is such a great reminder, has been passed to do any of these restrictions once the initial 28-day period was over, under which the governor did have an emergency power to act. Sadly, the wholly appointed Oregon Supreme Court by the governor, which would and should be upholding our rights, right, isn't looking out for our state constitution. Our rights and freedom and religious liberties are under attack. What are we going to do about it? What are our elected leaders doing about it? We're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. So glad to have you tune in, friends, this morning and listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Don't forget my email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio, and certainly listen to this as a podcast later on. Spread with your friends and family. Share with them at KSLM.news. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So glad to have you tuning in on this Wednesday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every single day. And we're really here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And we're just trying to keep ahead of all the information that's out there, and it's very interesting. Again, I shared the start of the hour a quote, or actually a biblical verse, that Franklin Graham had put on his Facebook page, just of a source of encouragement to really where our trust is going. And we talked a little bit about what is happening nationally and how Oregon is getting some attention for standing up, and great leaders like Tudie Smith and others that are standing up and saying, saying, no, not on our watch. And that is a part of where do we go from here? I've been asking this since the election and not having any kind of results. And I've said this over and over again, our best response is in our local government, right? That we the control should be at the local government so that we can talk to our elected leaders and let them know how it's impacting our life. And I think the most disturbing thing that I'm finding right now about Governor Brown is she seems to be so out of touch and so much more like a dictator. But yet when she does her press conferences, she seems to be so caring, you know, with the hand gestures and the, if we just would have done better, we wouldn't be in this place. And I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. It's like this false sense of care and compassion. She's so out of touch. And that part is so disturbing to me. And our religious liberty and our freedoms are being trampled on. And our Constitution, not only our national Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, but right here in Oregon, Franklin Graham had this to say. This week, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito sounded a strong warning for every American that our religious liberty is in danger of becoming a second-class right. He pointed out cases including Little Sisters of the Poor, the Ralph's Pharmacy case, and the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, where business owners' rights to live out their beliefs and their places of business has been targeted. Justice Alito also said the coronavirus restrictions have blatantly discriminated against houses of worship in California and Nevada when other businesses were allowed to open and operate. He pointed out that Nevada treated casinos more favorably than houses of worship. There's no question that our religious liberty in America is being attacked and eroded. If we're not careful, if we're not on guard against this, we could lose the most precious freedom we have in this country, our religious freedom. Our founding fathers put everything out on the line for it. They knew its importance. Countless men and women have since died to preserve it. What are we going to do to protect it? This kind of sounds like where do we go from here, right? This should underscore to us again the importance of who is elected and appointed to judicial positions and positions of leadership in the governance of our communities, our state, our nation. It's all hanging in the balance. And so these things continue to just kind of roll around in my head. And even last night, just being real open and honest with you, and I believe it's where you're at too. Where do we go from here? And just the stirringness of, I don't know what to do. What's the strategy? What should we do? And I keep coming back with, and I'm very thankful about this information that I got. I'm very excited about this, that our elected leaders on the Republican side have actually come together and wrote a letter, and it's quite lengthy. And I will put this up on our Facebook page, but they have come together and signed a letter to the governor and talking about the governor's overreach and how that she's one branch of government here in Oregon. What about the legislative branch? And again, I'll put this up on our Facebook page and link to it so you can reference to it. But I'm very proud of our Republican leadership for standing up, and certainly people like Clackamas County commissioners, and I know our Marion County commissioners too, and cities. Mayors of cities are saying, the mayor of Sandy, nope, we're going to ignore this. And we got several businesses, too, that are standing strong. I just got a note and a reminder that Flex Fitness here in Salem, they're going to stay open. Courthouse is staying open. I've got to call in to a couple other gyms to find out, and we'll talk a little more about that tomorrow on the show. But businesses are saying, nope, not on our watch. We can't afford to be shut down. If we shut down, we won't reopen. And so at what point, you know, our liberty as far as being able to work and provide for our families. And again, when the cure is worse than the threat of the disease, it's something pretty incredible. Now, I want to open up the phone lines this morning here, and let me get that to that. And I want to remind you, if you want to join the conversation, if you have something you want to add to it, you're certainly welcome to give me a call this morning, 503-589-1220. Let's open up the phone lines. Good morning. Who do I have on the phone with me this morning?
Yes, good morning, Stacey Ann. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for joining the conversation. What would you like to share?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in specifically on the situation with churches being closed and restricted.
Yes.
And I say this unapologetically. My home congregation has continued to meet together for worship every Sunday morning this whole year, without exception. And, you know, we're thankful for this freedom we have, which historically hasn't been restricted.
Mm-hmm.
And by God's grace, we'll continue to meet together.
Yes, and you are leading the way, and we are looking at ways that we can do these things differently here in Oregon. And I want to encourage people to not stop meeting together. That is our rights to do so. And there is a spiritual component. Talk to us a little bit. I know we have a little bit of time before break, Sam. Talk to us about how important it is that we meet together.
Yeah, well, we know the church is the people. It's not the building or really even the location of the assembly, but the assembling together is vital wherever that happens. And we just cannot give up on coming together as a church for worship. You know, we have these online and virtual mediums, which can be very helpful. And, you know, we've made use of that ourselves, but they're not a replacement for in-person assembly. You know, in fact, the scripture says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Mm.
That's Hebrews 10, verse 25. So we're open. We're staying open. We meet at 5584 Skyline Road, and, you know, you and your listeners are all invited to join us. So that's, come one, come all.
That's excellent. Sam, will you send me an email with all those details, Stacy@kslm.news? I'd love to put it on the show plan for today.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for joining the conversation. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for leading
God
the way.
You.
Yes, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday, reminding that we have our religious liberties, we have our freedoms. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand together strong? I think so. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. A little bit of a southern slang there. Oh, you think almost a year out of the South, I would let go of some of that southern expression. But, you know, when you live with it every single day, and my sweetheart has that sweet southern voice and all of those fun expressions, it kind of rubs off on me, I think. We're talking a little bit about where do we go from here today. And I'm certainly excited to open up the phone lines and get your thoughts this morning. I'm going to open up the phone line and talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I like Stan's attitude. That's great that he's had his church open, what, since the since it started. Is that what I heard from him?
That's what you heard, yep. Yes, indeed.
Well, I was in Los Angeles last week, and I did attend John MacArthur's church.
Oh, fantastic.
And there were 6,000 people in the main building and 500 to 600 in the tent in the foyer between the buildings. And nobody was sick. There was full ability to conduct the Lord's business in the buildings, and it just felt great. I know the threats against him. Some of the churches are still obeying Caesar, and maybe Stan's got the right idea. If your church is going to stay locked down, go to one that has the guts to honor the Lord. The competition may make them open them up.
Yes.
And that's where we need to be.
Well, and Glenn, my thought has been all this time, even when we did this Defeat the Steal rally last week, my thought was, where are the Patriot pastors? The pastor should be leading this, certainly because of our liberties being challenged and our freedoms being challenged, but they have a moral responsibility and certainly a biblical call to be a leader in our culture. And where are they? And will they be bold and brave? And I love to hear people like Sam and some of these others that haven't stopped meeting, and maybe they've been a little challenge to let people know that they're meeting. And I guess that's part of my complaint a little bit is during a time of question and chaos, the church needs to be that beacon on the hill and that light of hope and help to those that are struggling and maybe looking for answers more now than ever. I am so glad that you had a chance to go to worship in California and see what's going on. And certainly that church is standing up against the governor there in California and the local authorities trying to shut him down. Thank you, Glenn. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to bring on Ron on the line. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Well, I'm not happy, but trying to keep the Lord's side up. I'm ready to put the whole arm of the Lord on. I am done.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, you addressed, the previous caller just addressed, the biggest complaint, as I told you, at various protest church rallies. We had a lot of people by the hand of God telling the summer, got baptized and everything else. Honey, let me tell you something. Fear is tools of the devil. Fear is what got 120 million people killed in the 20th century. Fear is the thing that they use to control. I am done with fear. I am done with bad shepherds that will not step out of the Lord to appease a Jezebel, like in 1 Kings 17. That's what we got with governor. We got sheeple that will not stand. Our founding foundations of this country was divine providence. And yet, they will sit like Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Sanhedrin, and the high priest, because they don't want to upset their law. They want the donation. But what the heck are these people thinking? Well, look at all these suicides in the Willamette Valley alone. We got more suicides by teens under 18 years old since then we had over 10 to 12 years in the state as a whole. We have drug addiction up the chart. Where is the policy like the rock Peter was told by Christ? You love me? Tend my sheep. You love me? Feed my sheep. You love me? Yes, oh Lord, I love you with all. I have told you so many times, look after my sheep, protect my sheep. When are my pastors of our churches in this country is going to grow a backbone? I am just a lamb.
Well, and Ron, you know, your point is so very important. And what we know is we have the Lord on our side and we're supposed to continue to stand. And there is a call to action to our pastors. I know they've been working hard and they're leading, but they've been a little intimidated and afraid that they're going to get shut down if they advertise that they're still open. And I'm saying, nope, you need to be that beacon, that help, that hope, because there's a lot of people, my understanding, because a lot of patriots have been calling the hospitals around after the governor had said, oh, we're overwhelmed. And guess what? It's not from COVID in the hospitals. It's people that are having depression issues, mental health issues, trouble with overdose of drugs and alcohol, things like that. People need hope. And if we're reading our Bible and we're believing the words, the red letter words, what I say, if even people just read what Jesus said in the New Testament, the red letters, there would be such encouragement, hope, and help for our day-to-day lives. And so we have the hope and the help, and we need to be present in the culture, and we need to lead the way. And guess what, Ron? We're going to do another Defeat the Steal rally. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, I will be there with my big MAGA hat.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there with my 1599 Geneva Bible that I'm very interested in, love, because it's before the King James. The people that came over and suffered, swam across, rowed a boat across, went all the way to Holland to get on the Mayflower. And they took the torturous trip. No, they don't talk about the storm that destroyed every ship, but that ship was designed and this destiny to come to America. These are the history that we're not giving to our people.
Mm-hmm.
These are the beacons of light that give us foundation. We are supposed to be the light, not go hide in the gopher hole, not yield to Caesar, or in our case, Jezebel. You be the light, just like Elijah. You be the light, like Reverend King. You be the light, like Billy Graham. You be the light, like Rabbi Abernathy. You be the light, even if it means sacrifice, like Medgar Evers or Emmett Till. You be the light for truth,
and
justice,
and the light,
and Jesus.
Yep, like Ron and like Stacy and like Megan and like Terry and everyday people, that we are going to stand strong together. And I'm talking about next Wednesday, friends. Next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, We're going to have the Defeat the Steal protest and rally, and we're going to feed the needy. We're going to feed the lonely. We're not only going to have food for our stomachs, but we're also going to have encouragement and community and prayer. And we encourage you to come out and make a plan. And this is a call and a shout out to pastors. Show up. Bring your people.
Show up.
We need
people.
We need
for liberty.
That's right.
God.
Thank you, Ron, for being a part of it. We'll talk
Love
to you.
Stacey.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. We'll be in touch, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
You're
Bye-bye.
Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having a great discussion this morning. And Oh, take a deep breath. I know when I get excited, I start talking really fast, and I've had people say that. Oh, you start talking really fast. I'm trying to keep up. So I'll take a breath, slow it down a pace. But there are some things that we can do. There really is. I know it feels like the power has been taken away from us, and there's not much we can do. There are things that we can do. And stay informed by listening this morning. You're already involved and engaged by spreading to your friends and family the things that they can do and bringing hope and encouragement. Certainly, there are things that we can do. And the first place in my life, I start with prayer. When I don't know what, I just say, please help. Please help. Show me. Bring me peace. And he promises shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing. He promises that peace. And we carry that within us, and we can spread the good word and the kindness to one another. And what a better way than to do that next week. I'm so excited about that. This Defeat the Steal rally, it really is a rally of the people coming together, taking care of one another. And in the studio with me right now, I've asked her to come back. She was here last week. And I've renamed her. Her new name, she doesn't know this yet. She has to get her, I have to get her all hooked up yet. Her new name is Sunshine. Yep, and let me get her on the right microphone here. There you go. She picks where she wants to sit. Hey, you are Sunshine. You're a ray of sunshine this morning. Thank you for joining me today, Megan.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I know you and I saw each other last night, and what a joy it was to celebrate with your family last night. Thank
awesome.
You for inviting me to be a part of that. And Megan is a mover and a shaker and a ray of sunshine, and she is coordinating this effort next Wednesday for the Defeat the Steal rally, which, by the way, was a great time on Saturday.
Thank you.
In the middle of the rain, in the middle of all of the stuff going on, you put this together in just a few short days, along with Brad Morrison and some others. Let's talk a little bit about that. And as you've reflected back, tell me what you thought of it, and how you doing afterwards.
You know, I wanted it bigger. I always go big, but that thing, it was incredible. There's so many awesome people there. There was a lot of amazing experiences, great speeches, very touching speeches. The fact that everybody stood out there in the rain, and I was watching people. I was mm-hmm. watching the smiles. I was watching them, and they were genuinely enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward with it, it's motivated me more. That mm-hmm. doing something like that can make a difference. The positiveness is really needed around here right now. So the next event is going to be even more so based on just smiling mm-hmm. and kind of forgetting what's going on around us right now. I'm very proud of everybody that went. I'm very happy with it. Couldn't have done it by myself. So for everybody that came out and that talked and helped me put it on and put it together and take it down, and my brother's keeper and Sean Tolan and you and Brad Morrison and so many more other people, it was incredible. I'm very happy with it.
Well, and to see the collaborated effort coming together 100%. In such a short amount of time. And I know folks were like, I didn't even know about it. And we didn't have a chance to promote it because it is a pop-up event is what I call them. Is an
yes.
opportunity for us to show, no, not on our watch, and it gives something to do. So as we go to this break, we're going to come back and talk about, and maybe you can join me the next hour. Will you be willing to stick
yeah,
around?
Sure.
All right. And we'll talk a little bit more about this upcoming event and things that we can do to stay engaged during this quote-unquote lockdown. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning.
Give me strength to give me just what I need.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. together on this wonderful Wednesday. And I want to say thank you so much for the text messages, the phone calls, the encouragement that you're giving. And we're here for one another. We need to stir up the faith. We need to speak life over one another. And even though we're calling out the darkness and saying, nope, not on our watch, we're also stirring up the fact that, look, you and I are together. Together, we are better. There are strength in numbers. And guess what? We the people have the power. We only allow the power to be taken for us if we just roll over and let them take the power. I'm so proud. I got this message. And thank you, Dave Smith, by the way, for sending this to me and alerting it to me. And hopefully I can read it. To all the members and other supporters, we are sure that by now you've heard that the two-week freeze begins on Wednesday, November 18th, as mandated by the governor of Oregon. This is a heartbreaking situation for Salem business owners and small businesses in general. We will continue to think about all those affected during this time, and we're all in this together. With that being said, our goal since day one has been to provide reliable services to our community, and we have no intentions of losing sight of that priority. We are very proud of the culture that you all have contributed to helping us build since 2016. Our goal is to continue to deliver for our people, to solidify our efforts in making Flex the greatest fitness environment in Salem and surrounding areas. As a result of the harm done to our business from the initial COVID-19 shutdown, we cannot make the decision to close down our facility. We simply will not survive. We will remain open for business Wednesday and the days to follow. It's important that you know Flex Fitness will be open and staffed from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. They'll be down to 50% capacity. They'll continue to enforce the mask and the rules of social distancing, and they will continue to use rigorous sanitation protocols. This is not something that we've taken lightly, and we know that there will be some who disagree with this decision. Above all else, we are convinced that staying open is the best option for our employees and our community. We believe in a healthy lifestyle as the best source of mental and physical well-being. Thank you for your continued support, Flex Fitness, and continued to say thank you to Flex Fitness and to Courthouse and all of these other businesses that are standing strong, certainly, defying the order from the dictator, Governor Brown. And we're opening up the phone lines today to have your feedback, too, and get the phone lines open up again. And I think this is our friend Josh on the line. Are you there with us, Josh?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Got Megan in the studio with us.
Hi, Josh.
Encouraging you.
Yeah, I met.
Did you get a chance to meet her?
I met her briefly before the event, yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What would you like to share with us this morning?
Well, I just wanted to make a point. I mean, I know you guys are doing these rallies, and it's great to kind of congregate everybody, but now's the time not to sit around at the Capitol and sing Kumbaya. It's the time to do things like Flex Fitness and Courthouse, and to stand behind them and try to encourage the other businesses to do the same. And now is the time to put all the resources that we have into action and really start pushing and getting active in the community and no longer sitting by and standing by. It's time to really push forward and defy this lockdown and defy everything that they're doing, defy the mask, and really start pushing back against all of this, because it's destroying our economy, it's destroying our communities, it's destroying our morale, it's everything. And as I said 5 months ago, this is not going away. We're going to keep doing this so as long as we allow this to continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think of that?
Well, I think it's great, and I think that's why this next rally, the Defeat the Steel rally, is going to be doing something. We are going to have a feed, a community feed, a community Thanksgiving service, and an outreach. And I think what we do during the lockdown in our way of protesting is we take care of people.
Yeah, Josh, you're not wrong on what you said. The rallies and stuff are only successful to a certain point. You're absolutely accurate that we need to do some more than that. But yeah, I've tried to incorporate a lot of that into this event. It's not just defying the lockdown, but we are going to be giving a shout out to the businesses that are still open. I am incorporating the food that I'm going to be getting from is businesses that are refusing to close down or local businesses that are struggling because of this. I'm trying to get the places around us in this and a shout out to them. So you're not wrong at all. I'm definitely trying to incorporate more than just us all getting together and singing Kumbaya. It's an opportunity to feed the community, to defy the lockdown, to stand our ground, and to help those businesses that are struggling. And that is where we will be getting our food. And that is actually, I don't even keep any of the money at the end. That's where the donations are going to go. So we're really definitely with you on trying to get the word out there.
Sounds good.
And the other thing with that, Josh and Megan, is that even the people that normally serve the homeless meals and things like the Union Gospel Mission, some of these, they're perplexed. Yes. They don't know because of their service in their nonprofit, they're under the guidelines and under the health departments and things like that. They don't have the freedom and the flexibility, not even under religious liberties, to do the things. It's very troubling. And yet we know, I mean, the other day, last night when I was driving home at 8:15 at night, I saw a homeless man with a towel over him. And sitting on a corner, and I'm just thinking, it's chilly, it's cold. You know, we have and again, we can have this debate all day long about why they're there and all of those things.
But Kate Brown spent their money.
And the reality is that these are human people that need our help, but we have those that are food insecure in houses, can barely pay their rent. Now they're laid off again. So there are things that we can do, and we're better together. Thank you, Josh, for calling in today, and thank you for what you do to stand strong as a patriot and sound in the horn. We really appreciate that. I hope you have a fantastic day.
You as well. Thank you.
On the line with us this morning is our friend Amy. Good morning, Amy. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for having the conversation.
Good morning.
Hey, Megan, thank you. Kudos to you for putting together a great event and all the work that it takes to go behind the scenes and to bring everybody together to unite to make that happen, because that is not a small undertaking. And so much respect and just a huge shout out to you for all of your work. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that a lot, Amy.
Absolutely. I want to take this conversation to the next level and just remind people that everything you're saying is spot on, ladies. I'm so with you, and I just feel the work being done on a higher level. But I want people to remember that in our frustration and all of the anxiety that we have, and I know you've seen it on my page if you follow me, I'm right there with you. But what's important to remember is that our community need is so huge.
Yes.
Like you putting this event together, I'm headed out this morning. I deliver food for United Way. We have many families who are suffering, many families who are not making it, let alone our business is struggling now. But look at all those employees being laid off.
Absolutely.
So take a few minutes I challenge your listeners to take a few minutes and find where can you serve. Because when you give back on any level, small level, doesn't even have to be writing a check, it could be delivering a meal. When you give back to the needs in our community, it fills your heart up and it helps you to have that strength to continue going. Even when we have to remember my favorite saying in the world is we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And so I just would encourage everyone, if you have an extra coat in the closet, who needs that coat? Who needs a meal? And so we just have to work together, ladies, and be that light. Like Ron said, he was just perfect. We have to be that light.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much for being our friend and being a leader in our community. Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
See you there, ladies.
All right. Have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up Hour 1, going into Hour 2, and we're inviting you to be a part of the conversation. Where do we go from here? Well, we have some ideas, ways that you can stay engaged and get involved. And I love what Amy said. We can do something. Let's do something together. Remember, no matter what barrier is in front of us, over, under, around, or through, you and I, my friends, we're overcomers. Join us in Hour 2 coming up. Megan and I will be here. Or not. Good morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Not sure where my intro music went, but we're in hour two. I'm Stacey Ann, and so glad to have you tuned in on this wonderful Wednesday. And I want to share with you a little bit about, we didn't really get into it last hour, but our weather for today is, we're going to continue to see 47 degrees and our high temperature about 51 with rain here and there throughout today. Good news, Friday and Saturday, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of our sun poking out through the clouds, which is nice. And as we look towards next Wednesday, it looks like we're going to have some rain showers even on Wednesday and maybe on Thanksgiving. And in the studio with me this morning from last hour, thank you, Megan, for being a part of the morning show. How
I'm
you doing?
Happy to be here.
Yes,
I am good. Thank
well,
you.
And wow, it's only been a week, I think, since
yes, ma'am.
We met.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It feels like we're family already. Like
I
you're
think
a,
we are.
Like a sister from another mother. And, you know, we talked a little bit last hour about the Defeat the Steal rally that we had last Saturday. And there's been several rallies over the last however many months. Open
yes.
Oregon back up, all of those things. I've met some incredible, bold, brave people in Oregon. And one of them is our friend Lindsey Graham, mm-hmm. who was a business during the last shutdown. You know, she did her thing. She'd had a baby and she you know, went along to get along until about into the month. It's like, okay, I've got to make a livelihood. I've got to open up and defied the governor's orders and
yes.
opened up and got all kinds of heat. And she was kind of a lone ranger here
Actually,
in
I want
the
to
area.
Give her another
yes.
shout out. She wrote me a check. For this event that's
Incredible.
Coming up. Lindsey Graham is still backing us.
Yes, and she is a patriot. She
yes.
started her own
Patriot Barbie.
Patriot Barbie. It's incredible. You need to have her. I've had her on the air a couple times.
Yes.
But she is, again, another leader. And another leader we want to give a shout out. And last hour, I played a clip from Tucker Carlson, made Tucker Carlson show on Fox News. Our own, very own Oregonian
yes.
leader,
yes.
Tootie Smith, out of Clackamas County. She's now the elected. We'll start in January.
We love you, Tootie.
Yes. And we thank you for your leadership. And here's something that is part of the reason why I think people are afraid to take that stand and be bold and brave, because they're afraid of the consequences and the intimidation and the threats. And I know, Megan, years ago when I was in South Dakota, you don't know the story about me so much yet because we're still getting to know one another, but I was on the front lines and working on issues on protecting life. And we had some ballot measures. Actually, they were legislative laws that the opposite side pushed to initiative that went to the ballot, and everybody got to vote on it. And there was some extreme threats on the leadership,
yes,
on their families,
yes.
and all of those things.
Yes.
And it was interesting because we didn't quite have the internet as much as we do now. So a lot of it was through email or drop phone calls or letters in the mail and things like that.
Which
that's
all scarier. That's in person. Yeah,
but they're traceable. They're a little
yeah.
more traceable anymore with social media.
You
can
yeah.
create fake profiles yeah. and protective profiles and do these drive-by, you know, mm-hmm. social media campaigns and difficulties. And so we need to ramp up the prayers for these bold leaders
yes.
and bold businesses
yes.
that are standing strong. And who would have thought standing for keeping your business open.
For what's
keep
right.
Yes. And when you talk about the need for gyms and the need, the outlet that is for especially our folks that are on the front lines.
It doesn't matter what the business is. That's their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked hard on that. And I don't think that they should be fighting so hard. You know, this event, it's scary because going into it, as I plan it, I know wholeheartedly that I could go to jail for it. It's actually very possible. And that's not okay. That's
mm-hmm.
not okay. And then the restaurants being afraid of being fined or shut down because they have to stay open. That's ridiculous. And I think that the more that we stand together and the more of us that stand together,
yes.
she's not going to stand a chance in shutting everybody down. She's not going to be able to fine everybody.
Well, and standing together strong. And I'm very, very, very excited about our businesses that are standing up and standing strong.
Yes.
And I think we're ready for it. I think we're just just worn out. And 2 days ago, Megan, I have to say, weary. I was feeling weary and tired. It's like we still don't know nationally what's going on. And you know what happens oftentimes when we're so worn down? And this is just my background in psychology and counseling and crisis management.
Breakthrough happens
if we look for it, if we don't give up.
We have to continue to stand strong.
The enemy is just like, he just keeps nagging and nagging at, you know, of our souls, trying
physically, emotionally, mentally, everything.
And I've said over and over again that we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
And so this is not something we can stay in our physical. We need to gather strength.
Well, I want to remind everybody, they're not going to be alone through this.
No.
The Patriots, everybody is going to have your back as far as promoting business, you know, fundraising, whatever it takes to help people get through this. If you can come out and you can say, hey, I'm not going to shut down, we'll be in there eating every night. We will be in there tanning every day. Whatever it takes to help this business succeed. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be just standing up and holding their ground on their own. We will be there 100% to back
them. Strength in numbers. And we're going to open up the phone lines again. I want to encourage you, if you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you. 503-589-1220. Open up the phone lines. Who do we have on the phone with us today? Good morning.
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. Welcome to the conversation this morning. What would you like to share?
I've got several things. If you have time, I think they're all relevant and important.
Go for it.
Okay, so you're talking about, you know, you could possibly get fined. There's a little story there because Stacey Ann, you have been so inspirational. I mean, I already was a no-masker, but you have helped me follow through on that.
Mm.
And so my husband told a friend in Florida, a retired Army Purple Heart veteran, about the story, and he says, go Gail. He says, if you get put in jail, I'll send your bail money.
Mm.
So
cute.
We have a friend in Florida who will send bail money.
Awesome.
And having said that, he wanted to donate to Sidney Powell, but he did not, for the president's legal defense, but he did not want to just send it anywhere. So he asked, and he does not have internet and so forth, so he asked us to find contact numbers. And I found a phone number and an email address and emailed them and got a response the next day with a thank you and the address and so forth. So I was wondering, what would it take for a group of Oregonians to correspond and see if there's somebody or some knowledge that would help us fight the evil here in Oregon?
You have brought up a valid point, and that's why we are better together. That's exactly, I'm like, where, not only where are the pastors,
yes,
but where are our constitutional lawyers that can help come alongside us here in Oregon to fight this unconstitutional grab by our governor and OHA and all of
that. We need more official workers out there, absolutely.
We need some information. I think you're right with that, and so listeners, we throw that out to you. Who do you know? Who can help us? And I know a lot of the resources right now, as you said, Gail, are at the national level, you know, to defeat the steal at the national level. But while that's all going on there in our local communities, there's this huge effort. Do you think it's by happenstance? I don't think so. I do not think so. And so what are we willing to do? I love that, Gail. What other thoughts?
I have one more idea.
I love it.
Okay. Are you familiar with Sheriff Mack?
Is he the one from down in Arizona?
He is the constitutional sheriff. He didn't start out that way, but he has a story behind how he turned around and he went to the Supreme Court, him and another sheriff. And I'm sorry I don't have all the details in my mind. I'm calling you from the barn, but I wanted to call you. I tried to call yesterday, but I was too late.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, if you DuckDuckGo Sheriff Mack, you can find little videos of his. But he tells us how our power is in right now, and we need our constitutional sheriff. So we need to figure out where our sheriff is at on this.
Yes, build our relationship with our sheriff. And my understanding, Gail, is really the power. Governor Brown cannot have any control over the sheriff or even our local city police departments. She only has the Oregon State Police. And there isn't enough of them to go to each of our homes and knock on our doors and find out if we're having Thanksgiving
more
or not,
than six
or
people.
More than six people. But, you know, one of the things that I think I'm going to start, and here's an idea that we can do, again, the people have the power, is I think we just need to start having protests in our home.
Yeah, big gatherings in the house.
Community,
yeah, movie nights.
Community,
absolutely.
Whole block parties, right? Where we get together.
Yes.
And we may need friends in Florida and others to bring up bail money.
A friend and I are trying to build a drive-in theater right now.
We can get it.
I think so. I think you're right, Gail. Thank you. Will you send me an email? Send me an email, Gail, at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Let's stay connected, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining the conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we're talking about things that we can do. It's easy to curse the darkness and say, this is all the stuff going wrong, and oh my gosh, more mandates and lockdown. But in my whole life, I don't even think even in my parents' life or maybe my grandparents' life, maybe ever in the history of the United States, has there ever been such an assault on our religious liberties,
our
children's liberties, our, you know, all of that. Where do we go from here? What do we do? Well, I think there's lots that we can do. And Megan, when we talk about this rally next Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, we've got people willing to cook. I heard you talking to some friends last night about, can you bring pies?
Yes.
And what
it's
can you do?
A group effort for sure. Always.
And so we want you to get engaged and we want you to be involved. And we put the event up on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio. We need you to respond. We need volunteers, right? What are ways that people can get involved?
Well, first and foremost, just showing up. We definitely need people to help come and put everything together and pass out food. We are needing sponsors, hams, turkeys. I have a link up on the event page, and you said you posted that. People can also contact you here at the radio. I can get a link to you. This one, I'm always excited about my events, but each more so, I feed off the positivity and in the aura to them. So for this one, it's completely covered. We've got an awning to cover 500 people.
Fantastic.
So even if it is raining outside, as long as you've got a jacket for the warmth, you're not going to be wet. It'll be dry. It's going to be full feast, banquet style for the most part. So there's going to be lots of different kinds of food. We have pastors coming from multiple churches to speak and to pray, which is something that has not been happening a lot. So I'm really excited for that. And then we are going to be having a lot of positive videos and music and things like that playing. We are not going to sit there and so much speak on the lockdown per se. We're not going to give her that credit. We're going to just plain old defy it, come together, have a great time, talk about why we should be grateful, what we have to be grateful for, and what we can do to get back to having more to be grateful for. So it's really just a day for everybody to come together. So helping would be getting on the Defeat the Steal, Defy the Lockdown event off of Facebook or contacting you to get a hold of me.
Yep, you can certainly send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. You can give us a call here at the studio and get engaged and get involved. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. And I've got Megan in the studio with me. And I want to do a shout out real quick here. Let me get my notes. I want to say thank you to our show sponsors. I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Anything that you're thinking about real estate-wise, if you've been renting for years and years and you're thinking, no, the interest rates are so good, I don't know if they're going to change or not in the next few months, maybe I want to make that purchase, I would get a hold of Dave and Paige. They certainly have their pulse on what's going on in real estate. And then as far as insurance, And as far as financial planning and all of that, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, he is the guy to go to. 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. And talking about sponsorship and a way that we can get engaged and get involved, we have an opportunity next Wednesday to get involved with this rally that's going on. But I want to back up a little bit to Saturday, this coming Saturday, and I haven't mentioned it enough this morning. This coming Saturday, which is another way, in a sense, to help and protest. So far, our grocery stores are still open now. They're limiting the capacity down to 75%. But this Saturday at Safeway on Center Street, we're going to have a food drive. Yes, we're going to do this wonderful outreach called Supermarket Saturday, where you can bring your non-perishable food items from 9 until 4. Terry Soule will be doing his show, his Saturday show, live from there. I will be doing broadcasts throughout the day. I will be down there as well. Would love to meet with you. This will be an opportunity to get out of the house, right? You're going to go grocery shopping, and we can help those that are food insecure in our community. We're partnering with Salvation Army. Beautiful. So that's this Saturday. And then next Wednesday is this opportunity to come together and let's feed our community. Let's come together and support one another. There'll be leadership there from some local churches. There'll be music and videos, as Megan has shared. But we can't do this without your support and help. There are other ways that you can get involved. Talk to us, Megan, a little bit about what we need as far as food and just some practical things.
So I'm really right now asking for some sponsors for turkeys and hams. Of course, the forks, spoons, plates. Things like that that go into it. The rest of it is banquet style. So cook your favorite dish, deviled eggs, a pie, mashed potatoes. Bring it down and match it with what we have down there already. Getting in line with volunteers to pass out food. I have a PayPal link up. It's unstoppablemomalways@paypal.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact you. The money goes towards the porta potties, the garbage cans, mm-hmm. the 500 person covering over there, the display screen, the trailer, the mm-hmm. microphones, the sound equipment, things like that go in there. That all comes out of pocket for people.
Should they bring a lawn chair?
We are going to have chairs out there. Mm-hmm. If anybody does have a large number of chairs or mm-hmm. Foldable tables, though, that would be amazing mm-hmm. to donate yep. that and bring those for us to
and
use.
And there may be a church that's not meeting.
Yes.
Maybe they're meeting online, but they could bring pickup fulls of these
that would
kinds
be beautiful.
Of things.
Chairs and tables.
And again, you showing up, this is the day before Thanksgiving, at noon
yes.
on a Wednesday, all of us showing up, probably setup will start, what, at about 11 or
about
so?
About 9 a.m.
Ooh, even
yeah.
earlier, yes. So set up and even staying around and helping tear down afterwards. About how long do you think this will go?
Approximately probably 2.5 to 3
okay,
hours.
Good. So those of you that are really good and helps that like to set up and tear down and that kind of behind the scenes
decorating.
Like that,
my mom
yes.
is going to be bringing a lot of table toppers and things
good.
Like that. We're really trying to make it an actual family
fun,
theme, beautifully
fun
decorated.
Feast.
So
oh,
help with that would be great.
Good. And so we encourage you to get engaged and get involved and come out and support your community.
Yes,
and
please.
And I think the growing awareness is continuing. The momentum is starting to happen with this.
Absolutely.
And there will be other opportunities in the future to gather. And I know other communities are talking about doing this, not just here in Salem, but all around.
Yeah.
They're kind of protesting in their communities.
We have made this event multiple. Washington is doing it. Idaho is doing it. And then I believe we got Florida and Washington, D.C. We are going to be doing the via webcast,
okay.
the Thanksgiving event. So
okay.
we're not the only ones doing it. We're trying to get every capital across the United States to do this with
oh,
us.
Oh, that's awesome. Continuing on that effort of being all together,
yes.
Sending a message throughout the
no
United
matter how
States.
Far or close.
How far.
And, it's teamwork.
You know, I was thinking this morning, I was getting ready. I was thinking, you know, that very first Thanksgiving, you know, the community coming
oh,
together
yeah.
and giving thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, this is kind of getting back to
when
the basics.
When people have to think
it?
It's not just the homeless and the patriots. It's a lot of people don't have family and whatnot, or elderly couples. They go out to eat at the restaurants for Thanksgiving. That's what they've always done, and they can't
mm-hmm.
this year. So this is literally, then that's why we're doing it free. It's
mm-hmm.
the people who can't afford it also in donation only, but it's for everybody to come out. We're going to have a real big meal. This isn't going to be cheaply made, and it's for everyone whose Thanksgiving is being disrupted this year.
And oftentimes a Wednesday before a holiday like that, a lot of businesses shut down.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, to say, hey, go enjoy your family for the long weekend kind of thing. And it'll be interesting, Megan, I got to thinking about this. You know, I don't know about you, but with me, and I have five kids, they're all out of the house now, and you still have your family with you. But Black Friday after Thanksgiving was always such a big event
when
my kids were gone. Yeah. Black Friday is gone. Small business Saturday, friends.
Which may not be a big deal to some, but again, as a single mother, Black Friday is how I was able to afford all of the Christmas presents so easily. So, I mean, it does affect people. It affects the businesses that are losing that income off of not being able to do Black Friday.
Well, and it certainly is, it doesn't really affect so much the big box businesses, but a lot of these small businesses,
that's their main Saturday money. Day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Monday was Cyber Monday. This has just been tradition over the last 15, 20 years that I know. Monday then was Cyber Monday, where you buy everything online. And then Tuesday, do you know what Tuesday was?
No.
That first day of December this year, the Tuesday, and the lockdown's supposed to go until the 2nd, but that first day of December is Giving Tuesday. Oh. So that's when all the nonprofits would do matching grants and funding for their and get a
so
lot of the year in.
Able to do that this
well,
year.
They can, but when you think about just the rippling effect again, if you're thinking about you would give charitably,
there's less to give because you don't have
if you
it.
Don't even know if you're working or you're unemployed again, some difficult challenges ahead for in a lot of ways, but we can change that. We can stand strong. We can swim upstream. We can do this together. And I encourage you, friends, and we'll be talking about that over the next couple days. How can we support these small businesses to keep them thriving?
You just brought up a great
time.
Idea. Promote them. Tell them to still do their Black Friday events.
Yep.
Beg these people to stay open, the local businesses, the smaller ones, and tell them to still do their Black Friday.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. We need to come up with some more solutions. If you have a good idea this morning or solution of where we go from here, particularly getting through the next couple weeks, I think it'll be really important. Join the conversation, 503-589-1220. You know, Megan, I think I'm going to read this letter that these elected leaders wrote to the governor. I think it's time. When we get back, we'll read this letter, okay? We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Hey, yeah, you. Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday and every day. It's 8:36 in the morning, and we're continuing to see rain outside, and we are in that typical fall, kind of going in towards winter feeling outside. It's 47 degrees, only going to warm up to about 51. I'm Stacey Ann. I've got Megan in the studio with me. Her new nickname is Sunshine, because she is a ray of sunshine and encouragement and hope, and I've decided I want to read this letter, and we talked about earlier in the first hour a little bit about people that are standing up to the governor and the mandates, and it just the science isn't there. It doesn't connect. The dots don't connect. When you look at the graph of where through contact tracing that they've been doing, the infections are coming from mostly corrections and also long-term living care facilities. That's where the highest infection rate is coming from. Now, granted, I know people that work in those places and stuff, you know, maybe it's spreading through them leaving and that kind of thing. But very rarely are you finding it from a grocery store or these big box stores or a gym or a restaurant or a bar, because these places have been highly monitored. And I would even argue that because they're under so many different licensures, health department, things like that, they have always been so clean. In fact, you probably remember this or have seen it in the Statesman Journal, even locally. They'll list out the businesses when they do little sting health department operations behind the scenes to see if they're complying to health standards just in normal day-to-day stuff. So a lot of these businesses are already ramping up and doing their part to keep us safe when we're in their facilities. And now there's these mandates about our houses and that we cannot have our family over. Like for me, if all my family lived here in Oregon, I would not be able to have all my children, five children, and I've got my fifth grandchild on the way, plus my parents. So if I was hosting a Thanksgiving at my house this year, or say one of my daughter-in-laws was hosting for the very first time, are you saying that we have to cancel our plans? Are you kidding me? You know, even just you think about this as a plan and a family, your family budget. you think about planning ahead, you know, certainly you'd buy the turkey. And I remember when I was a single mom, and Megan, you certainly are, that's where you're at right now. You buy your food. I'd buy my food ahead of time.
Yes.
And yes, you can keep things in the freezer and stuff, but you plan your food accordingly. Well, so do these businesses, these restaurants. They buy food, they buy it in bulk, they get better rates and all of this. And my heart goes out to a business I heard talk this morning on the national news, on the local news out of Portland. This gal shared about how they've done all of these changes in their business to stay open, particularly during COVID, where they bought tents,
yes,
heaters. She has spent $50,000 so she can stay open and comply,
and
to
now she's
all
gonna be shut down.
And now completely shut down. And where is the help? Now, here's my suspicion. This is, and you can mark this down, friends. This is Stacy's prediction. I'm not even going to say prophecy. I'm going to say prediction, okay? My guesstimation. And I did this on Election Day, too. On Election Day, I put a prediction out, and I said, on this day, the media will lose. And that's already playing out.
Absolutely.
I had no idea how that's playing out. But my prediction is this. Somehow, in Governor Brown's worldview or thinking, she's thinking, let's make it really difficult here in Oregon so they can project on the national level and on towards President Trump. Because if President Trump is declared the winner, then he's going to have a whole heartbeat of trouble
to clean up
of all these lockdown,
yes,
states and economic,
yes,
challenges. Because we, even despite the lockdowns,
he's,
we still are having he's going to have to rebuild. And in Oregon, the way the money has been managed, from my understanding, under the leadership of Governor Brown, that there's some trouble coming ahead financially.
Yes.
And if they continue in these ways, they're going to have to do a bailout. So when you listen to her, even her press conferences, she'll say, well, we should have a national relief package. We should have this.
Yeah.
We should have that. Okay, well, let's talk about that for a moment. So you get a stimulus package last March, April, that,
absolutely,
was turned around in like no time. But because of mismanagement and lack of oversight and taking care of Oregonians, many people under the unemployment system did not even get,
yes,
their relief for 5.5, 6, 7 months. I talked to a gentleman last week. He still hasn't received anything.
I haven't either.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So I want to say hats off to Representative Bill Post, who stood up in front of the Kaiser Council and said, look, let Kaiser be a safeguard. Let us, you know, he stood up strong and said, look, Council, we need to represent all people of Kaiser. Here is my recommendation. You know, let's stand strong and let's go against this,
yes,
governor mandate. Now, here's this letter I want to read in the time that we have remaining. The state Republican office, November 17th. So this came out yesterday. Governor Brown, the continued government overreach in the name of COVID-19 is destroying Oregon and transforming a once innovative place into a welfare state. Oregonians are forced to watch helplessly as their livelihoods are stolen. Oregonians have been betrayed. They do not need to look to the national news to see Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi flouting the rules set for everyone else to feel deceived because they cannot do it right here at home. In Oregon, violent riots have continued for months, but going to church, a constitutional American right, is deemed dangerous. Governor Brown, your latest freeze is hypocritical. The people who are most likely to suffer from COVID-19, the elderly, have been ignored during the political pandemic, while all other citizens have been forced to endure months of government overreach and watch their normal lives disappear. If the need for these measures is so urgent, why are you waiting 5 days for implementation?
Yes, yes.
How did you know with certainty that the two-week multi-county pause did not have an impact when it was in place for only 2 days before you announced the statewide freeze? Why are faith-based organizations limited to a maximum of 25 people indoors regardless of the square footage when grocery stores and other retails are limited to 75% of their capacity, which is based on square footage? There are horrific consequences to your government overreach in the name of COVID-19. Oregonians are suffering. Children are going without quality education to appease your special interest teachers' unions.
Yes.
Mental health conditions are deteriorating rapidly, while an increase in depression, suicides, and overall hopelessness among adults and children. Domestic violence and child abuse have increased as Oregonians are locked in their homes. The new Secretary of State needs to audit each COVID-19 executive order to gauge the result of the fallout on the health of our state. With the latest abuse of your power, you are punishing restaurants and small businesses most of all. Why? The Oregon Health Authority created a scapegoat for you to target this industry by indicating that contact tracing is lagging and the state is unable to provide answers about where cases are coming from. With the data we do have in Marion County, for example, restaurants account for 2.7% of the COVID cases. Long-term care facilities in the county so far way out exceed the spread of the industry at 34.2%, indicating the elderly need to be the focus. Senate Republicans will continue to advocate for enhanced support of the most vulnerable to COVID-19. We need to protect the elderly. The Legislative Emergency Board just recently, for the first time since the start of the pandemic 8 months ago, allocated some federal funds to assist testing those in congregate care facilities. You've indicated that the primary driver of COVID-19 spread is private social gatherings. So why close bars and restaurants, which provide an outlet for Oregonians to leave their homes? Every person who draws a paycheck directly or indirectly from this industry, including roughly 200,000 Oregonians that work in the restaurant industry, are left in a panic over how they will afford basic necessities. Oregonians cannot look to the government for assistance because thousands still have not received their unemployment insurance after the first shutdown. When restaurants close, entire supply chains are disrupted. After 8 months of adopting your Oregon OSHA's mind-numbing and expensive rules and operating with reduced capacity, restaurants do not have the cash reserves to survive further shutdowns. Along the same lines, forced closure of gyms and fitness facilities, already sanitized environments, further harms the physical and mental well-being of Oregonians. Government officials and medical professionals should be encouraging Oregonians to be physically active, not hide in their homes. Since you welcome leaving thousands more of suffering Oregonians unemployed, Governor, you must lead by example and go without pay for the entire period of Multnomah County is being shut down based on your arbitrary decisions. The funds that would normally go to your paycheck should be donated to families in need. Additionally, many medical professionals are playing into your politicization of COVID-19 by telling Oregonians if they do not follow the rules, hospitals will not have the space for emergencies because too many COVID-19 patients will flood the halls. It wasn't long ago when hospitals were spending money on ad campaigns to get Oregonians to seek care, especially after a drastic drop in ER visits for chest pain. Last, to keep control of your power, you've created a police state to enforce your authoritarian measures by empowering Oregon State Police to make criminals out of honest, decent Oregonians. You are in the process of blocking a vaccine by partnering with other states to study the safety of a vaccine to maintain dictator-like control of each respective state. The COVID-19 government overreach is destroying Oregon and irreversibly damaging the livelihoods of people you are supposed to represent, all to achieve your political goals. It's time to end your political posturing at the expense of Oregonians and reopen the state. Sincerely, Senator Fred Girard, Lyons, state Republican leader. What a great...
I want him at the event.
Oh, my gosh. We need to get him there. And I'm telling you, friends, this is the kind of leadership that we need in our state. And on the signature page, it has all the Republican leadership.
If the Nazi would have been listening to that, that would have stung her a little bit. That was straight to the point. Absolutely accurate.
To the point, and it's a great document that kind of lays out the history of what's happened over the last 8 months. And I'm so very proud of our leadership to be able to stand strong because here's the interesting thing.
And publicly.
Yeah. And along with our friend out of Clackamas County, Tootie Smith, who stood up and she's been recognized. I think it's time that we do our part. And what are we willing to do? Let's stand together and
support
those
standing up right
and
now.
And whether you have a business, whether you are an individual who's retired, whether you're a single mom, or maybe you're new to the area like Terry and I, we can all do this. We can stand together and say, nope, not on our watch. We're going to stand for liberty and life, and we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. We'll be back with more information after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a great couple hours of discussion this morning. Stirring up faith, batten down the fear. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real. And fear is an emotion, and it's given to us for survival, really. I mean, it is. But when we're manipulated by false facts that try to tell us that we need to be fearful, and we don't really feel it because it's like it's the facts aren't lining up, then we have an issue. We have a problem. And again, I will say, you know, them saying, and everywhere I go, Megan is in the studio with me today, and she's got a new name. I'm calling her Sunshine. She's in the studio with me today, and everywhere you see on TV anymore, and it's funny because this is not just in the Pacific Northwest. This is all over, because I've heard comment through social media from my friends in Arkansas and also in South Dakota and down in Texas. They're like, what is up with commercials with people being all masked up? You know, it's like this momentum, and it's like you're a better person because you're wearing a mask. And I would say, you know, if the masks were working, let's throw this out there. Because when I go out and about, honestly, I don't see a lot of mask deniers or like, you know, so civil disobedience in the mask thing. I really see, because again, most of us are reasonable and we want these businesses to survive. So we'll put our mask on to do what we need to do and get out, because we don't want the businesses to get in trouble, right? So I see people wearing masks. I see people, certainly when I'm in public, keeping the distance and things. And so if the mask works so much, why are we seeing this increase? And again, there's increased free testing going on. I heard through the news that the Oregon State University and some of the universities that have people on campus, certainly a lot of the sports teams and stuff that are on campus, before they send them home for Thanksgiving, they're giving them free tests. Well, you know, if you have, I don't know what the student body is, but say each school has 1,000 people, suddenly they're tested. Oh, now they're presumable because they've been tested. Is that how that works? No wonder we're having 1,200 new cases or presumed cases every day. And guess what? When we hear these deaths, you know, another 2 people died of COVID. No, they did not die from COVID. They died from complications, related symptoms, and they had COVID.
And although they say that the numbers are going up, the death rate has actually gone down.
And the hospitalization with COVID.
It's a cold. It's a flu.
It's, and this is our normal flu and cold season. And where are the numbers on that? You know, certainly. And where are the suicide numbers? Mm-hmm. You know, there's some things that we need to reevaluate and look at. And it's okay to question. And I think that's the part that the whole go along to get along. Don't question it. You know, don't quite to muzzle
us.
Now
it's the time for defiance.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time to take the mask off and to gather and look for ways to stir up the faith and encourage one another, because we are going into around here where it's going to be rainy and a little more dreary, because that's our winter, right? And people tend to isolate a little more in this time of year anyway, and they look for encouragement through their family and friends. And oh, how wonderful, I heard this. Oh, how wonderful that Zoom might not charge people to have a longer conversation than over Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but electronic media and FaceTime, it's wonderful to have phone calls and see by video my grandkids. It's not the same.
No, I want to hug. I want to touch.
We need that connection. Physical.
Absolutely.
And that actually
it's needed.
It builds our immune system. And so we have an opportunity for you, a couple opportunities coming up, and we need your help. What are you doing on Saturday, friends? Come and join us at Supermarket Saturday, where we're going to raise a bunch of non-perishable food for the food insecure through Salvation Army, helping them out on Saturday from 9 to 4 at Safeway on Center Street. And Terry Soul will be there. He'll be doing his show live. We'll be broadcasting remotely once or twice an hour throughout the day. We'd love to meet with you and bring encouragement and meet you face to face. You have to get groceries anyway, right? And that's still a place that we can gather. So why not come out 9 to 4 Safeway on Center Street? It's just a few blocks away from the Capitol.
Absolutely.
Actually. It's kind of fun. And then next Wednesday, we're having another gathering, a big Thanksgiving feast. We're going to help feed the food insecure, the lonely, the patriots, anybody and everybody. If you know somebody, invite your friend, bring them along with you. We're going to have a wonderful time. We'll have a big tent, right, Megan?
Yes.
What else are we going to have there?
We are going to have turkey, ham, all the side cookings. We are going to have a slideshow with a bunch of positive things on there. We have preachers coming. We have music. We're going to try and get some dancing out there. There's going to be a lot of decorations. Ultimately, just a great time. It's defeat the steal, defy the lockdown, and basically screw you, Kate Brown.
And we are really wanting to encourage you to join us. And it's kind of like a pot blessing in a sense. You bring Absolutely. Bring your favorite pie to
a
share.
A belief in humanity again, just mm-hmm. laughter, good food.
Because people are good.
Yes.
We really want to bring and highlight the goodness. And it's a time to break bread together and celebrate the good and be thankful.
I really want people to be proud to be an American again. Mm-hmm. That used to be such a beautiful feeling. And yep. I don't know where that's gone. So we've got to get that back.
Yep. And we're in this all a part of the plan Absolutely. To make America great again.
It takes
right?
a village, for sure.
It really does. And so we encourage you to stay connected. We're going to put the event. We've already put it up. I'll repost it up on our Facebook page. There's ways you can get involved. You can bring things that we need. Find out. You can send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. We also have a GoFundMe place if you want to donate funds. Maybe you can't go. Maybe some of you have some health issues, just normally things that you're contending. You can't get out in bad weather. And we get that. We understand that. But you want your heart's in it and you want to help others. And we encourage you to get involved that way as well. So there's lots going on.
Absolutely.
Spread the good news and certainly let's do this together. Now, when you talk about future things, Megan, when we talk about Black Friday, because then Thanksgiving happens and then there's Black Friday. Here's something fun. I got a little feedback here from Terry. He's always so supportive. He's like, great show, enjoying it. But he's like, instead of Black Friday, we should call it Fight Back Friday.
Yep, absolutely.
Fight Back Friday.
I think we should start working on that.
Yep, Fight Back Friday, where we're going to go out and we're going to support businesses. And maybe, Megan, maybe we can go out and do some videoing and say, highlight, this
really
is
cool.
the business. Look at this business. And, you know, who are you? And just do some stirring and let people know what the specials are and where
yeah,
they can go.
Promoting and support, absolutely.
And let's support our Salem Marion County area businesses, you know, throughout the Willamette Valley. I think that's really, really
yes.
important. Yes. Yeah. And so it's Defeat the Steal.
And defy the lockdown.
Defy the lockdown. We're going to gather together. This will be a very positive event, and it'll be a
yeah.
safe, family-filled event. Understanding too that you know there's actually Governor Brown, and it makes me giggle a little bit because we're going to grab the audio on this.
That giggle was scary.
she says, Governor Brown, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Hmm. So I want to grab that audio and just start
Nobody's
using
ever really
it,
been able
you know?
To tell me anything too well. So.
I know. How did that work for you when you were 13?
Not so good.
So
how did that
good.
Work for them?
Mm-hmm. And how did it work for you, my friend, when you were a teenager and you were told...
You want in one hand mm-hmm. and you what in the other?
Uh-huh. And I don't know, for me, and I got along pretty good. My dad, Larry Dickey, just didn't really go against him much. He had order in his home, I'm telling you what. But if there's a line drawn, I promise you, even my goodness, I would try to find where that line was.
Me too. Gotta push the limits.
Yep. And so when it's against our own ability to be free and our
yes.
own liberty.
Church. School.
Yes.
Meals. Holidays. What?
Not on our watch. We're going to do something together, and we are better together. Thank you, Megan Sunshine.
Thank you so much
being a part of the show this morning. We'll have you back on, and certainly
big shout out again to Tootie and the Proud Boys.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Thanks to all of you that are making this happen. We're proud of you for doing what you need to do to make this happen. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. I'm going to see if I can round up some of these gym owners, see if they can come on the air with me and talk about it tomorrow. If you know a business that's standing strong, alert me. I'd love to connect with them. Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Have a fantastic day. Talk to you tomorrow.